What's the halacha if a person wants to go to the bathroom and he has a sefer with him? Is it mutter to enter the bathroom if the sefer is only covered with one layer of covering? It's only b'toich kis echad. Or do you need it to be wrapped in a double covering, kis b'toich kis? Do you need a double wrapping in order to be mater the carrying of a sefer into a bathroom? So this l'chayr depends on a very fascinating discussion in the Paiskim. And it all starts with the Gemara in Shabbos, the beginning of the Perek of Kol Kisvei, where the Gemara talks about what a person is allowed to do if a fire breaks out in his home on Shabbos. Now today, Bizman Hazeh, this halacha would not really be pertinent because in most cases when a fire breaks out, you're allowed to simply do what it takes to get out the fire because it's a chashash sakon. But the Gemara is talking about a case where there wasn't a chashash sakon involved in the fire, and therefore we don't allow a person to do a malacha to take out the fire and to be mechabit by extinguishing the fire. And more than that, the Gemara says, the Mishnah really says, that because there's a concept of being adam being bohol, a person getting very flustered when a fire develops, and he might come to be over on more isurim than he's really allowed to do in this particular circumstance. Memela were more machmer than the Ikra Din, and Chazal say that he is only allowed to save a limited amount of his belongings from the fire on Shabbos because of the concern that he might come to be mechabe if we allow him more. And one of the rules is that if there are kisvei kodesh that are about to be enveloped by a fire, you're allowed to be matzlit from the dleka, you're allowed to save it from the fire. Now, what's kisvei kodesh? Let's say one of the 24 svarim of Tanakh, that's kisvei kodesh, you're allowed to save it from the fire. So the Gemara has machlekes regarding the scope of this din that you're allowed to be matzil kisvei kodesh from the dleka. What if you have one of the svarim of Tanakh that is written not in ksav ashuris, which is the letters and the script that a sefer Torah is written in, but rather it's written in a different ksav with a different script? Are you allowed to be matzil this from the dleka as well? Does this have the full status of kisvei kodesh, which is matter, the Hatzalah from the fire? Or, for instance, it's not written in a different script, it's written in Ksav Ashuris, in the script that the Torah was given to us in, and the script that we use to write Sefer Torah in. So it is in Ksav Ashuris, but it's written in Targum. That means it's not written in the Lashon HaKodesh, it's a translation that happened to be written in the Ksav Ashuris. It's, let's say, written in English. English with the letters of Ksav Ashuris. Are you allowed to be matzil this from the dleka? The Gemara brings a machlekes. The Gemara says it's a machlekes, or a funa, or nah. L'mais, the Gemara tells us that l'kuliyama, if you hold, like the Amand Yomar that allows a person to write a Sefer Torah, let's say in English, with the translation, with the Targum, and he allows a person to learn from such a Sefer, then it's posh that you're allowed to be matzil from the dleka. That's not a machlekes. And says the Gemara, the machlokes is, according to the Mandi Yomar, that you're not allowed to write a Sefer Torah that's not in Ksav Ashuris and that's in English. And according to this Mandi Yomar, that you're not allowed to learn from it, you're not allowed to write it, then we have a machlokes, whether it still has some sort of din kisvei kodesh, which be matter you to be masler from the Leka or not. This is the machlokes over there in Perek Kol Kisvei in Masechet Shabbos. Zok the Rambam, we paskin that you need both conditions met in order for a person to be able to save the kisvei kodesh from the dleka, and only if you have both conditions fulfilled does it really have the status of kisvei kodesh. What are the two tanoim? Number one, it has to be written, the ksav ashuris has to be written with the script that is used in the writing of a sefer Torah. Number two, it has to be written in Lashon HaKodesh. It can't be written in a translation in English. It has to be written in Lashon HaKodesh. So it comes out that, like the Rambam, it would be osur, halacha l'maisa, to write any sefer that's not written, number one, in Ksav Ashuris, in the script that we use when writing a sefer Torah. And number two, you're not allowed to write a chumash in English. A chumash with an English translation would be aser. It's not considered kisvei kodesh. You're not allowed to write this. And the question is, what in fact is the justification for people to have svarim at home that are written not in ksav ashuris and are not written in lashon hakodesh, is written in targum? What is the hetter for people to have these svarim in their house? Now, even as we know the chumashim that we have, we don't have them written in ksav ashuris. It's in block letters, in Hebrew block letters. It's not the ksav that we use for a sefer Torah. And the question is, what is this heter based on? So Taisvis already gives us a very important heter. And Taisvis says that the heter is based on the well-known klal of Eis Lasois Lashem Heferus Eresech. So Taisvis, even though Me'ikir Hadin, a person would only be allowed to write a Sefer Torah or any Svarim, you're not allowed to write a chumash if it's not written both in Ksav Ashuris and Lashon HaKodesh. However, says Tosfos, Eis Lasois Lashem Heferus Eresech, it's a pressing need to have Svarim written in English today. And even Sefer Kodesh must be written in Targum in English and in Lashonis and in scripts that are not considered Ksav Ashuris. Memela, says Tosfos, based on this call of Eis Lasois Lashem, it would be mutter to have Svarim, even of Sifrei Kodesh, written Bizman Hazeh, in spite of the fact that Me'ikir Adin, the Gemara, assumes that it's us. Azay Shtei in Taisvis. Now, the Magen Avraham is bothered that Bishlamo, to have the Svarim that we have written in English, that is something that's very necessary, because if we didn't have any Sifrei Kodesh, any one of the 24 Sifrei Tanakh written in English, we Pasha wouldn't understand this form. We wouldn't understand the Torah, we wouldn't understand the Vim Iksuvim. And as Eis Lasois Lashem, because the Torah had to be remembered, we don't want it to be forgotten, therefore Chazal gave a heter to have these written, even though Be'etzim, it's not supposed to be written in this manner. However, what about Ksav Ashuris? Why was there a Eis Lasois Lashem pertaining to Ksav Ashuris? We could write in English with the script of Ksav Ashuris. Afdem, says the Magen Avraham, no, because since there are many halachas that pertain to the writing of Ksav Ashuris, and it's not a easy endeavor, it's taka a more strenuous and more difficult labor, Memela, also the writing of Ksav Ashuris is not necessary bizman hazeh, it's included in the general heter of Eis Lasois Lashem, and we therefore allow both Sifrei Tanakh to be written in English and to be written in other scripts aside from Ksav Ashuris. Azoy Zok Demogen Avraham. Now, Zok Der Advas, getting back to our original Shaila, you have a Dvar Torah that is written on a paper, you have a Sefer that is written, and you want to take it into a bathroom, you want to take it into a place that normally you have an Isser to take Svarim into. For instance, you take tefillin into a bathroom, the only justification would be if it's kis besoich kis, it's in a double cover, and if it's not double covered, it's an iser to have this hachnosa, you're not allowed to be machnes, something that has kedushas tefillin in the bathroom. So l'chayr, the same thing should apply to a sefer. Since you have one of the Sifrei Tanakh, and it has the halacha of Sifrei Kodesh, so it should be also to bring into a bathroom unless it's double covered. Avdem Zokter Advaz, no. Because since our Svarim are not written in Ksav Ashuris, it lacks in the status of being Kedushas Sifrei Kodesh. It doesn't have the complete Kedusha that it would have were it to be written in Ksav Ashuris. Namela, even though we're a matter, it to be written because of the klal of Eis Lasois, but that doesn't mean that it has the full status of Sifrei Kodesh, and therefore, says the Radvaz, you only need one covering if you want to bring it into a bathroom bizman hazeh. Azoy shteitin Radvaz, that since only when it's written b'ksav ashuris does it have the full level of Kedusha, and it's on a lower level of Kedusha if it's not written in ksav ashuris, Memela, even though you're allowed to write it today, and you're allowed to learn from it today because of the rule of Eis Lasois, Memela, that would only mean that it's mutter, but it doesn't mean that it has the full din of Kedushas, Sifrei Kodesh, and Memela would be mutter to bring it into a bathroom without having it double covered. Azoi state in Radvaz, and that's Taka, the heter, that some poskim have halacha l'maisa, to bring a Dvar Torah into the bathroom, even though you're only having it individually wrapped and not double wrapped, because it doesn't have the din of Kisvei Kodesh, because it's not written b'ksav Ashuris. And it continues the Radvaz, then on Kavul Chomer, when it comes to Torah Shebal Peh, because Torah Shebal Peh, Bechlal, is really not allowed to be written. The Gemara says in Gittin Daf Samach, you're not allowed to write down Torah Shebal Peh, and the only reason why we allow a person to write down Torah Shebal Peh is because of Eis Lasis Lashem, Hefeir Sur Secha, because otherwise Torah Shebal Peh would be forgotten. But since the entire Heter Bechlal of writing down Torah Shebal Peh is based on Eis Lasis Lashem, it certainly isn't more chomer than Torah Shebiksav, and just like by Torah Shebiksav, we have a heter to write it down, not in Ksav Ashuris, so too we have a heter to write down Torah Shebal Peh, not in Ksav Ashuris. But the Maisa, now that it's not written in Ksav Ashuris, Dr. Advaz, you don't need a double cover when you bring it into the bathroom. You could even bring it in with a single cover. How do we paskin la halacha? The Mishnah Berurah and Siman Mem Gimel and Aruch Chaim brings down both opinions. He brings down two shittas, and he says that one shita holds that even Bizman Hazeh, when the Svarim are not written in Ksav Ashuris, you do need a double cover, and you do need a double wrapping, and only then can you bring it into a bathroom. And says the Mishnah Berurah, others disagree, and this is the shita of the Radvaz, and they hold that you only need a single wrapping, because today it doesn't have the full level of Kedusha since it's not written in Ksav Ashuris, and the Mishnah Berurah doesn't give a clear hachro as to how he paskins. He just brings down both opinions. And therefore, some place can say that l'chatchil, a person should be machmir, but b'shasat tzorech, b'shasat chak, there certainly is what to rely on. Now, this is with respect to bringing in svarim that are not written in Ksav Ashuris to the bathroom. And we have other extensions of this halacha when it comes to other dinim that pertain to Kisvei Kodesh. For example, the Ramah in a tshuva, I think this is in tshuva Lamed Daled, he brings down that one of the justifications given for a person to sit on either the same level as a sefer or one of the Sifrei Kodesh, or to sit and in a bench underneath you, there are svarim, which is usually considered disrespectful. Why are you allowed to sit on top of svarim? Why are you allowed to sit if there's a box of svarim underneath you or on the bench next to you? Says the Ramah, because since they are not written in Kisvei Kodesh, some Rishonim say that it doesn't have the full level of Kedusha, and therefore you would be allowed to sit on the same level or in a matzav where it's underneath you. Azoi shteit in Ramah. And again, this is an extension of this halacha, that if it's not in Ksav Ashuris, it doesn't have the full status of Kisvei Kodesh. Now, the Ramah in Yerideya brings down another halacha that pertains to the usage of Kisvei Kodesh. And this is a halacha b'shem the Rambam, where the Rambam decried, and the Rambam was very against the usage of Ksav Ashuris for Dvarim Shebechol. Ksav Ashuris has an inherent Kedusha to it, and therefore, says the Rambam, it's usur to have Ksav Ashuris used for something that's not a full level of Kedusha, something that's considered choil. It's usur to use Ksav Ashuris for its purpose. For example, says the Rambam, one must object to the usage of Talisim and Kisvik and Ksav Ashuris. And says the Rambam, some people embroider on their Talisim a pasuk or two, written in Ksav Ashuris. Says the Rambam, this is usur, because the talis doesn't have the din of Kedusha, and therefore you cannot use Ksav Ashuris for this purpose. You're not supposed to be embroidering psukim written in Ksav Ashuris on your talis, since Ksav Ashuris is reserved for Kisvei Kodesh. Azoi shteit in the Rambam, and that is brought down in the Ramah, and Taka, some paiskin therefore object to the usage of Ksav Ashuris on a ksuba. Sometimes when people write a ksuba, they have a pasuk or two, they have words that are written in Ksav Ashuris. And some place can say that based on this Rambam, a person must refrain from such behavior, because since you're using Ksav Ashuris for a dvar chol, The ksuba is not something that has any holiness to it, fakert, it's just a financial document. Mamela, a person should refrain from using ksav hashuas on his ksuba. Now there is a tshuva from Ramosha, where Ramosha is melamed zchus on people who use a ksav hashuas for the ksuba. And Ramosha says that perhaps me'ikra din, one could argue that it would be mutter, because since Chazal required the writing of a ksuba, it has become like a mitzvah derabbanon, which would in fact give it a status of kedusha, and perhaps you can write the ksuba with ksav hashuas. But akapanim, Rav Moshe doesn't endorse this behavior; he just is melamed zchus on this behavior, and therefore many places say a person should try to refrain from using ksav hashuas on a ksuba.